a relationship with a narcissist is really difficult. The end of that relationship sometimes feels even more difficult. So how are you supposed to get through those initial days and even the days that follow where you're asking yourself, how am I going to survive this? Am I ever going to get through this? How long does it really take to get over a breakup? Let's be honest. One study says that it takes about 18 months to get over a divorce. Another study says it takes anywhere from 3 months to 18 months to get over a regular breakup.
Have you ever been in a situation where you found yourself just stuck in thought? You couldn't stop thinking about what happened? Have you been in a toxic relationship with a narcissist? If you have, I wonder if you have experienced what we call rumination. This is where you get stuck in your head about stuff. You can't stop thinking it. You can't stop wondering. You can't stop replaying scenes in your head over and over about things that happened to you. Maybe this has nothing to do with missing the person or the narcissist that you were in a toxic relationship with, but maybe it has more to do with trying to figure out what happened. Maybe you're spinning and doubting yourself.
It's not just your standard broken heart when you're talking about a narcissist either. It's so much bigger than that. And yeah, it's really hard to deal with. But you know what? Getting through this part is really essential for you, for your life, and everything that it involves as you move forward. Yeah, a broken heart is going to take time to mend. Even more so if you're in the middle of changing literally everything about your life, which very often you are when you're going through ending a relationship with a narcissist, whether it's your spouse or your friend or your parent. There's always some brokenness that comes along with it.
You might find yourself feeling increasingly depressed, and you might be having a difficult time thinking straight. This will make processing your emotions feel next to impossible.
I want you to know that having a broken heart, feeling like you don't have the strength to go on, is completely normal after a relationship with a narcissist. There are certain things that you can do to get through it. It's an emotional pain that is so bottomless that it literally can feel like a physical blow to yourself. It is physically painful. It is emotionally painful. And when you're in this place, all you really feel like you want is just for this deep, horrible pain to just go away. As much as I'd like to tell you that there's some magical cure for it, there really isn't. There's no band-aid that can just literally be ripped off for a broken heart. However, there are things you can do along the way to speed it up a little bit if you want to.
During a relationship with a narcissist, a lot of us become overthinkers, even if we weren't before. See, the narcissist's selfish, manipulative behavior has led us to spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to fix our broken relationships. And a lot of times we feel that way even when we're still in these relationships. And even if we recognized that something was just kind of off about it, or that we were dealing with a toxic relationship during the relationship, we might have either second-guessed ourselves, doubted ourselves, or blamed ourselves, or some combination of all three. Thanks to the ongoing invalidation and manipulation that we suffered at the hands of the narcissist, we find ourselves trying to figure out exactly what happened, and we try to understand why. We want to know how much of it was really our fault, and we try to wrap our heads around what we've gone through. We wonder if the narcissist ever loved us, and we wonder what the heck is so wrong with us that we would put so much of ourselves into such a toxic, abusive person. We doubt that we can move forward alone, and sometimes as a result of being told that we'll never be loved again, or that we aren't capable of doing so, we think we are worthless. And we doubt we deserve to be happy. All of this leads us to struggle with cognitive dissonance, a form of psychological stress or discomfort that happens when you simultaneously hold two or more contradictory beliefs, ideas, or values in your brain. In other words, because we see one thing and we're told another thing or shown another thing by the narcissist during the relationship, and because we try to, or we actually do, start believing it, it messes with our heads in some pretty big ways. So how do you begin to overcome overthinking and rumination about the narcissist when they did what they did to you? Well, let's start here. You didn't get closure. You need closure. And as it turns out, that isn't something that most of us get from narcissists. Most narcissists do not offer their victims any sense of closure. Either they leave without a word, or they aggressively discard you and refuse to acknowledge any fault at all on their part. Or in some cases, victims find the strength to leave, and then the narcissist plays the victim. In fact, in nearly all cases where a narcissist is involved in a relationship that does end, they leave you feeling no closure, feeling confused, and spinning. They either do this intentionally or instinctually, depending on their intelligence, their level of narcissism, or their place on the cluster B spectrum. The higher their intelligence or level of narcissism or the higher up on the spectrum they are, the more likely they are to do this intentionally. That means you need to create your own closure. Now I'm going to share with you an exercise that I think is going to be really helpful for you. I call it the letter exercise. One powerful way that you can get the closure that you need is to write the narcissist a very special kind of letter. Now this exercise actually came to me personally in a very strange way. At the age of around 20 years old, I found myself ruminating about a painful experience I'd had with a person I had previously been involved with. While I was in so many ways finding peace and happiness after ending that relationship, I could not stop thinking about this person and feeling so angry about what he had done to me. So one morning while I was having my coffee and again feeling all kinds of anger, I threw my hands up and I screamed at the ceiling, "What do I need to do to get this person out of my head?" I realized in that moment that I had continued to allow this person to control me on some level because I couldn't stop being angry. And even though I was no longer in contact with him, he was in my head all the time. It was right about then that I thought I was going nuts because, quite honestly, while I was alone in my apartment at this moment, I literally heard someone whisper in my ear. Not only was I furious at this mysterious voice, I knew for sure it didn't come out of my own head because of the craziness that it talked about. I mean, it literally said something absolutely ridiculous. It said, "You have to forgive him." I was like, "What?" Anyway, after calming myself down and getting my head together, I sat down with a pen and a notebook and I started to write a letter, one that would not only help me to create my own closure, but one that would change my life forever and in some very surprising ways. Inadvertently, I ended up creating an exercise I would end up using with my clients over the years. Here's how you can do the same thing. First, get yourself a pen and a notebook. And if you struggle with writing by hand due to some physical issue, then you can always type it out on your computer or voice to text it or whatever. But if at all possible, I suggest you write it with a pen or a pencil, as it seems to have some kind of additional therapeutic value for some reason. Anyway, you're going to write a letter to the narcissist. In this letter, you're going to say all the things you wish you had said to them, but you never did. Or you're going to say the things that you needed them to hear, but they refused to hear. Now be sure when you're doing this to take your time. It might take you a couple days. So if you need to, write a little bit at a time and put it away and then come back to it when you're ready or when you have the time to do it. Now put all of your anger, your frustration, your sadness, disappointment about the way they treated you in the relationship and in any other feelings you have about the narcissist in this letter. Put it all in the letter. You can say all the curse words you want. Yes. And you can also scribble all over the paper if you want to. Whatever you need to do, just put all the feelings that you have, all the thoughts that you have about the relationship in the letter. No thought or feeling is too small to include here. So think like brain dump or soul dump. Just make sure you include any and everything that comes to mind, no matter how petty or unimportant it might seem to you in that moment. Now, when you're finished writing this letter, I want you to let it sit overnight, kind of let it steep like tea, or even for a couple of days, and then pick it up again and read through it. At this time, you can add anything you want to add. And if you really want to, you can rewrite and edit the letter, which I did when I did mine, but you don't have to do that part. Now, this is when you're going to add the final paragraph to the letter, and you're going to want to make it read something like this. "And now, though you don't deserve it, I'm forgiving you, or releasing you if forgiveness feels too painful right now. Not because you deserve it, but because I no longer want your toxic negative energy in my space. I trust that you'll get exactly what you deserve from here on out, and I release the need to know what happens for you next. Goodbye forever." Now, at this point, you have two choices. You can mail the letter or not. Personally, I didn't do it. I didn't need to mail it. And I would not necessarily recommend that you do, because in reality, this letter's not for the narcissist. It's for you. It's all about getting the negativity out of your head, out of your life, out of your heart. And it's an ideal way to start creating your own closure. I suggest you burn or shred the letter and get it all out of your life. And as you do, imagine the negative energy and the anger and all the other emotions burning away or being shredded. Some people like to float their letter down the river or clip it to a balloon and let it fly away. Do whatever feels good to you. Heck, you could even just throw it in the trash. But whatever you do, once the letter is written, get it out of your life. Now, this simple exercise provided me with so much relief, and so many of my clients have reported the same thing. Have you tried it yet? Will you give it a shot now? Let me know in the comment section below.
Something that I do with my clients, very often we do this thing where we kind of set an end date on our mourning. It's not to say that you actually stop feeling all the pain at that moment, but it's more about giving yourself a certain amount of time to go through the hardest parts of the grieving, to go through the parts of the grieving where you feel just devastated and miserable, like you can't get anywhere. And if you take that time, I recommend anywhere from a weekend to 3 weeks, 4 weeks at the most. 4 weeks would be for someone who has been in a relationship for 25, 35 years. A weekend might be for someone who's been in a relationship for a few months. anywhere in between. Whatever works best for you and with your schedule and your life, because you really can't stop living forever. Take some time, pick a day, end the pain, end the active mourning on that date. This doesn't mean that you can't feel sad about it in a year when something strikes your memory and triggers you back into sadness. But it does mean that this is going to be the time that you're going to actively mourn this person and this relationship and the person that you thought you were getting into or getting with when all of this started, and also the person that you used to be, because now you're not going to be that person anymore, no matter how hard you try, but you can become a new, better version of yourself, and that, my friend, can be a very beautiful thing. Another tip, you can put a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you think about them, snap, snap, snap. And I know it sounds silly, but a lot of people find that to be highly effective. Don't forget, it's okay if you need to take some time to mourn this person. You can cry if you need to cry. You can scream and break and throw things if you need to. Give yourself a little bit of time to do that if necessary. Don't just pretend it didn't happen. Let the emotions out. When you are in a relationship with a narcissist, very often your emotions are cut right off. You're not allowed to experience them or feel them. So try letting them out and then moving forward. That can be incredibly helpful for you. Another thing you can do is simply go around where you live, go around your stuff, your office, your home, and take all pictures and memories of this person out. It can help you to move forward emotionally and mentally. Your visual cues of that person, any smells of that person, anything like that, removing those can help you to sort of let go a little faster. So there are a few things you need to know about narcissist enclosure in addition to what I talked about. This part's going to be a little tough, but it's really important that I explain something to you here. You need to know that someone generally gives you closure at the end of a relationship because they actually care about you and the relationship that you've had together. They give closure because they want peace and they care enough about you to want you to be happy. They want you to be able to move on. The narcissist knows that if you have closure, you're going to be able to find that peace and then you'll be able to move forward without them. And by keeping you in this toxic loop, they keep you open for a Hoover and they are able to keep taking, future faking, and using you at will. It would require them to take personal responsibility for how they've treated you, and it would mean ending the lies and manipulation that they've been using to keep you emotionally engaged in the first place. Just the idea of real, genuine closure is nearly unthinkable to a narcissist, if you really think about it. There are a lot of different things that you can do, though, to make your own closure.
So the first step to doing that is to sort of try to let go of the illusion of what you thought the relationship was. This is true whether we're talking about a romantic relationship or a family relationship or a friend relationship. We had some idea in our mind who that person was and who they thought we were. And now suddenly we're seeing clearly, we're awake and we know that it wasn't exactly what we thought it was. It's really important for us to let go of that illusion of goodness, the illusion of what we thought we had, and to sort of be aware, be awake, and understand what's really happening and what really happened. No contact is really an important part of recovery. In fact, it's almost necessary for anyone who is able to do it. Sometimes you're going to have to deal with a narcissist on certain things, like if you have kids or you have a business together. But if that's the case, low contact is your best option, and you only deal with them on a business level. No emotions involved. You have to recognize that everything that we thought was real in the relationship was just a lie. It was just an illusion, and it's painful. You're going to mourn it like a death. Statistics tell us that things like divorce are more stressful than things like actual death. So be aware of that. When you're able to start letting go of that illusion, you're going to be able to start finding your actual self. You're going to go through a phase where you do a lot of research. You're doing that right now by watching this video. You need to understand the person on a logical level. And I think most intelligent people have that need once they realize what the heck they've been going through. You then have to accept what you can control and what you can't control and recognize there are some things you have power over and some things you don't. What you do have power over is yourself and your own perception and your own world. What you don't have power over is the narcissist. So the best thing that you can do is steer clear, stay up as far away as possible, and don't engage unless you're absolutely forced to because you have children or a business together. You won't receive closure from a narcissist, but you can find something in yourself that is beautiful out of all of this mess. This is a big rubble-filled mess, this thing that happened. What you can do is start pulling the rocks off the mess and look in there, and there will be your beautiful, bright soul. And you can nurture yourself and you can love yourself to the point that you begin to really grow and change. You can create your own closure without being in contact with the narcissist. You can create your own closure and find your own peace. And this is the best part of all of this, the silver lining of this whole darn situation. You can come out being a better, stronger, more evolved person than you ever were before you started this relationship. I'm not saying it's the best way to get to it. I'm just saying if you've already been through it, you might as well take that silver lining and run with it. If you take the time to follow these steps, as difficult and painful as they can be, you will begin to find yourself again. Your heart will begin to heal. Not only can you become whole again, a whole person individually by yourself, but you can also become exactly the person you want to be, the person you've always wanted to be, the person you deserve to be. You can be happy. It doesn't last forever, I promise you. Stay strong, stay focused. Choose yourself over pain. Choose yourself, your happiness, over the happiness of the narcissist. Don't forget, you can join SPAN for free at queenbeing.com/span. It is an amazingly supportive group. This is your chance to start fresh. Once the pain starts to ease off a little bit and relieve a little bit, you're going to see that. And you're going to realize this turns out to be an amazing opportunity for you to become the person you've always wanted to be. The beautiful thing.
So what do you think? Now it's time for the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you struggled to stop overthinking about what happened to you in your toxic relationship? If so, were you able to get past it, or are you still struggling with it now? Have you tried the letter exercise, and how did it work for you? If not, what did work? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.